33 after on a Friday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show, the No Panic Zone. My next guest is an unabashed never-Trumper who thinks that Joe Biden is the right choice for America, which is it's fine. It's America. You get to choose that way. We're going to talk about that for a moment. She's here weekly. Dr. Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar, Lecturer of Presidency Executive Power at Princeton. Lauren, welcome back.
Oh, Steve, I'm not a never-Trumper, and I'm not a Biden supporter. You know I'm not here in a partisan way.
You've told me you support Biden. You've told me that Trump can never be elected. You would never support him. What would your term be if it's not a never-Trumper?
Well, I'm not part of a never-Trump organization. I'm a former Republican staffer who's an expert on American politics. That's why you have me on, not because I'm a Biden campaign booster.
Would you ever vote for Donald Trump?
Yes.
You would, but you've told me on this program numerous times you would not.
I'm not. I did not vote for him last time. I'm happy to put that out in the open, and I would never say never. Political circumstances change.
Okay, fair enough. But let me ask you this: have they changed yet? How about
no,
that?
No, I do not plan to vote for him this time.
You already voted.
Oh, I voted for Biden this time.
Yeah. See, so there. That I think that. I think by definition, that would make you a never-Trumper. You can call
That's
it what you
true.
Want.
A never-Trumper is I would never vote for Donald Trump under any circumstance, no matter the politics. And that's just not true. If
All right, so
Sanders
here's the challenge.
If Bernie Sanders was the Democratic nominee, I would have a very hard time.
Here's the challenge for you. I'm going to ask you some questions here. You cannot use Trump in your answer. All right? That's the challenge for the next few minutes.
Oh, gosh.
You can't use Trump in your answer.
Why do I do this to myself? Go
ahead. Because it's being intellectually honest. Do you have a concern that there is clear and compelling evidence now of a Biden family business that profited off from their name and access by selling access? Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski coming out yesterday providing new evidence, not just the laptop that was left by Hunter Biden in Delaware that's in the possession of the FBI. Now we have a witness who says, I was the CEO of their company, and Joe Biden certainly profited from it. I was in meetings with him. This was all discussed. Things that Joe Biden said never happened. Is that okay with you?
I do not know if there's clear and compelling evidence because it has not been corroborated by other news organizations. They will not turn it over, and the FBI won't give information about it.
So
and
you don't believe... So hold on.
But
Lieutenant Bobulinski came out and said,
Steve, if these things are true, they're very disturbing. You've heard me say that before.
Well, not about this issue. Lieutenant Bobulinski came out yesterday, said, I'm the guy, one of the guys in the email chain. You don't. He's a retired lieutenant in the United States Navy that held a high level of security clearance. You're saying that that's not compelling evidence to you because some news organization hasn't said it's real. You don't trust him.
Or the FBI or the Senate Intelligence Committee. I don't know. I think it's okay to say I don't know. And I would ask you why you think this story is not having a bigger splash with Americans. Why do people not seem to care about this?
Well, let's start with the fact that it's not been covered on ABC, NBC, CBS, the New York Times, or the Washington Post.
Oh, my God.
It was blocked on Twitter.
How did we find out about it? Of course it is.
It was blocked on Twitter. It was blocked on Facebook. It's not gotten wide distribution. It's been barely covered by anyone. That's how... Americans have not had much of an opinion change on it. Lauren, let's be honest about it. You're telling me that the social media, the big tech didn't systematically try to squash this story? Of course they did. And if you're saying otherwise, that's just dishonest. You know that. You're telling me that Twitter and Facebook didn't try to squash this story?
Twitter can suppress whatever information it wanted, and it did that with the original New York Post article. Other
and journalists, still are.
Like Maggie Haberman, picked it up and recirculated it, and it's obviously been a major news story for the last few days.
It has not been covered extensively at all on any of the major news networks, the legacy media, ABC,
and
NBC, CBS.
And you think it's a defining issue of this election?
I think it's a critical...
Without any
Here's
backup,
what I think.
Without anyone
Here's what I think.
Corroborating the evidence.
Whether or not it's true, and I can't say whether or not it's true, I say
okay,
Tony Bobulinski is a great witness, and if nothing else, it is a major news story that is being ignored by the legacy media in America. That I can say.
Well, let's get more information before we jump to conclusions.
Sure. And how many months will that take? And let me ask you this. If Tony Bobulinski is telling the truth, and Joe Biden was making millions from China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, and elsewhere, while he was the vice president because he was being sold access and Hunter Biden was facilitating, he was taking a cut, is he eligible to remain in office? If, I mean, that sounds a lot like what Spiro Agnew was involved with to me.
No, that would be awful. That would be illegal. That would be a very big story. And by the way, it would also be a huge story if all of this turned out to be fake or fabricated. I would like to
fake or fabricated
answer.
By.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It would be a remarkable fabrication to have some random computer shop in Delaware and some
with
random
Rudy
retired
Giuliani,
military
really?
Guy.
You think he's a credible source?
He's not the source. They're not the source, but that's the way that the left distracts. It has nothing to do with them. The FBI has had this for a money laundering investigation, Lauren. They subpoenaed the laptop and the hard drive from Hunter Biden in late 2019 as a money laundering investigation. You're aware
of
that.
And they provided us no conclusion about whether the information is real or not.
Right, and how often does the FBI do that in the middle of an investigation?
Well, they did it last time.
They didn't give us any conclusions. They said that they had emails, and then they said, I guess they gave us conclusions that there's not anything new there. I don't know if that turned out to be true. But you think that you don't see anything wrong with any of that. I get it.
I just don't know if it's true. And, you know, I hate to be painted as such a partisan. Yes, I have political preferences like everyone else. Yes, I happen to think Joe Biden is a better choice for X, Y, and Z reasons, but I understand why people don't want to vote for him. I am able to take a step back from my political stances. What I'm not willing to do is accept information that has not been verified by other news
organizations. I'm saying it's a news story.
Asked for it.
It is a news story, yes or no, a major news story that should be covered in detail. Are you willing to admit that if it involved Eric Trump, it'd get different treatment?
Well, there is a news story involving Eric Trump.
No, there's nothing like this. I'm asking you a serious question.
But, I mean, honestly, yes, I think they're important questions to ask.
No, would it be treated differently
is
the question.
Than the economic hardships Americans are facing every day? No, I think that's why it hasn't moved the needle, not because of some conspiracy by which news organizations are not covering this. I've seen it covered on every channel. I've seen questions asked. But news organizations that can't verify information can't just put it up on screen.
I look forward to seeing those
links. And that's why the Post-journalist who did the research wouldn't put their name on the article.
CBS did 6 minutes. ABC and NBC did less than 2 minutes each in the last week on this
story.
That's
the nature of any news cycle.
Remarkable, isn't it? But you think that the Trump family would treat it the same. See, that's just not accurate. And I think you know better. Anyhow, we got to leave it there. Lauren, good conversation as always. Greatly appreciate it. It's Lauren Wright, Associate Research Scholar, Lecturer of Presidency, Executive Power, Princeton University. By the way, who won the debate, Lauren?
I don't think anyone won. Kristen Welker. I'll jump on the pile of people saying that. I think that's true.
I think she did a nice job.
Yes.
I'll give you that. 41 after. Thank you, as always. We'll be right back.
Feels like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie. I brought dinner today.
This is the sound of help.
Okay, everyone, story time.
The sound of strengthening communities.
Well, this new insulation really going to save you on utility bills.
The sound of changing lives. Michigan Community Action is a network of agencies helping people achieve greater financial and personal independence through programs such as Head Start Preschools, weatherization, food distribution, and utility assistance. The programs supported by Michigan Community Action benefit people all over the state. Maybe you've just lost your job and are having trouble making ends meet. Or maybe you're retired and Social Security isn't enough. Whatever your situation, we may be able to help. Visit miaction.org or call 888-75-ACTION to find out more. Helping people. Changing lives. Sponsored by Michigan Community Action and Michigan Broadcasters.